much for you this coming in primary.
Yeah, it sure will. Sure will. Look, Matt, full disclosure, I 48 years ago, I registered as a Democrat, and I've never changed my voting ever, my registration ever since. And in theory, if I wasn't in sort of this, a pox on all of them, I could vote in the primary. But, hearing this, having lived through McKee's reign, there's no option for me. And when they start lionizing or even debating, I don't see really a dime's worth of difference amongst the Democrats on any of these COVID-related policies, frankly, nor on much else. But to start, criticizing McKee about Dr. Scott, he capitulated to her on just about everything. They may have had their behind-the-scenes disagreements, but everything that she got wrong from day one, he reinforced. And she was wrong about everything, Matt. It isn't just a question of 2020 hindsight. We're going forward now, and you hear a lot of the same garbage. The modeling was wrong on hospitalization, which is what got us locked down, which led to school closures and business closures, and eventually mask mandates and vaccine mandates. And then she doubled and tripled down through the various waves, through Alpha, Delta, Omicron. She just doubled down on this failure. And, but McKee is just as culpable, as far as I'm concerned, because, again, it doesn't really matter what sort of palace intrigue was going on with them. On serious matters, he capitulated, period. He didn't pull a DeSantis and bring in outside public health officials who are much more knowledgeable, who are much more sober and unhysterical, and get alternative opinions. And, this nonsense that, all he can do is he's still screaming about shots and arms when the vaccine now has proven itself to be of really, really limited value, perhaps in the highest risk populations, of no benefit whatsoever, and perhaps downside to the general population. And he's still screaming, want to vaccinate children, a pox on all of them. I will say, again, in full disclosure, I've met Ashley Kalis. She has her own issues to deal with in terms of the vaccine, but at least she's opposed to mandates for both vaccination and masking. And given the thin gruel of choice in this state, that weighs very heavily on me. But this is just a carnival. This is just a carnival, Matt, to hear them all going at each other.
Well, you're right. And it's tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow is the primary, right? So
yeah.
Tomorrow, if you want to be strategic and see, who would be the least worst option, you can go ahead and do that.
I mean, yes, you're right. I guess I could go in and cast a vote for McKee, but, but honestly, it would be a dishonest vote for me. Because I found that what he did, even though, again, whatever palace intrigue was going on, he capitulated to Dr. Scott in the end.
Well,